Thanks for tuning in to After Dark with Robin Andrew, which is available on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel, along with streaming on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio. Wherever you listen to your podcasts, please be sure to search for America Out Loud. In addition to that, we're available on AmericaOutLoud.news, which has thousands of podcasts and articles updated daily. We always appreciate it when you share those on social media. Hope you're all having a great week. We've certainly got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to dive into George Stephanopoulos confronting Nancy Mace about her being a rape victim, among other things. But I'm going to start off the show with the Oscars were earlier this week. I don't know if you guys saw any of that. The weirdos in Hollywood making an ass out of themselves like normal. John Cena coming out naked. I mean, how low grade is that? And of course, everyone was laughing like they were school children. It was just ridiculous. And of course, Jimmy Kimmel was the host. He couldn't help himself but to take some shots at President Trump and Republicans. During the show, President Trump tweeted, has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Stephanopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Also, a really bad politically correct show tonight, and for years, disjointed, boring, and very unfair. Why don't they just give the Oscars to those that deserve them? Maybe that way their audience and TV ratings will come back from the depths. Then he said, make America great again. That message obviously triggered Jimmy Kimmel because he read it during the Oscars in a weak attempt to try to troll Trump. He said, isn't it past your jail time? I mean, bedtime. Like, that's a good joke, but I guess that's the best he could come up with on short notice. But Rob, I've been saying the same thing for years that President Trump said. I'm so sick of this woke bull crap that you see in any of these movie awards. These actors basically just pandering, social justice warrior. They're all got their Ukraine lapels on. It's just nauseating, Rob. What are your thoughts on the award shows nowadays?
Well, I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in tonight. I don't even bother to watch the award shows, Andrew. I gave up on them years ago because it's just a bunch of woke idiots praising themselves, saying how good of a job we've done. The movies that they were rewarding, I never saw any of them. I found myself trying to Google to find out what movie were they talking about after I read about it in the newspaper. I don't know who those people are. It's just a stark difference between what the movies used to be. It's now a combination of ideology, wokeism, and something that they're trying to sell. Now, I will say this. I'm surprised that no one came out with Oscar So White, because I think only one Black person won, considering they went into the Oscar season thinking that The Color Purple was going to win all of these awards, because they had on it every type of word in the movie itself. They had gays, they had lesbians, and performing as gays and lesbians in the movie, and actual gays and lesbians performing as some of the actors and actresses, but none of them won. So I'm sure that someone somewhere is mad and angry that the Oscars didn't go far enough to accommodate or to recognize a lot of these different genders and gender personalities. So yeah, I didn't watch it. As far as Jimmy Kimmel, yeah, don't like him. He's boring. He's completely boring, and the fact that he read Trump's truth loud was just an indication that he was trying to be hip and bring in more people, because they know if you mention Trump, people are going to stop and listen. Trump brings ratings. We all know that. They want to make people think that, oh, we don't like Trump, we don't want to say anything, but at the same time, they want to utilize the Trump brand because they know it will bring in ratings. So they have to take a shot at it. And Trump plays them all the time. because he knew, hey, if I do this, they're going to mention me. So my name is going to be out there, for better or for worse, is going to be out there. So Trump is a great marketer with his brand and getting his name out there. I'm sure Nikki Haley wish she could have done the same thing. Not had to take that jab at her. But you know, such is the case. It is what it is. But you also mentioned when you opened, you talked about I think it was George Stephanopoulos and what he was doing to Nancy Mace. She was on his show and he was interviewing her. And I don't know if anyone saw it, but I didn't see the actual show. I went back and I saw the clip after it started making the news cycle. What were your initial thoughts about it, Andrew?
Yeah, I just saw the clip as well because I don't know if anyone watches that show, but I thought it was disgraceful that he would put her on the hot seat like that and just continually harp on rape, rape, rape. It's like the lady told you that she is traumatized because she herself was raped. And here this guy is keeps drilling her about how she should feel about rape and how she should feel about President Trump. It was just pathetic. And it's really sad that he's not being called out more for it, because we all know if this would have been like a Sean Hannity saying this to a Democrat woman, it would have been mainstream news the next morning. That's all anyone would have been talking about.
Well, I think something else we have to remember is that not only that is all anyone would have been talking about, but if you're going to say that Trump, he, what was it? What did they say about he and the woman, E. Jean Carroll, that he slandered her name by saying he doesn't know her and that she's crazy. He didn't rape her. And that's pretty much what they took him to court for. And George Stephanopoulos was trying to tell Nancy Mace that Trump was found guilty of rape. No, he wasn't. He wasn't found guilty of rape. Oh, yes, he was. She said, no, he wasn't. That shows you that George Stephanopoulos doesn't know. Well, he did. He does know what he was saying. He was trying to control the narrative. He wanted people to think that's what happened. But Trump was tried on a civil suit saying that he slandered her. And it begs the question, how did he slander her? And if you're going to bring a civil suit against Trump, then Trump and his folks should be able to bring a civil suit against George Stephanopoulos for slandering him. Works the same way. But you know what will happen? And I'm hearing, Andrew, that Trump and his attorneys are discussing this. But of course, what will happen is that a judge will say, well, no, he can't bring a civil suit against George Stephanopoulos because Trump is a public figure. And you can say things about a public figure, be they right or wrong. As long as you weren't trying to harm them or defame them. Well, I think George was trying to harm and defame Trump because he's hoping that what he was saying would make its way into the narrative out there that Trump did something that he shouldn't have done. And of course, people don't understand that lawsuit. A lot of them actually believe that Trump was found guilty of rape, but he wasn't. He wasn't at all. And that's what George was implying. And Nancy said, no, he wasn't. And then George goes, well, you're supporting Trump. And why should you should be supporting him? Because he's a rapist. She's like, no, he's not. He wasn't found guilty of that. And see, there's no one to call out the media. But here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, as we've said before, and we set this on many of our shows, that we will call this out for what it actually is. And what it is that George was lying. George was trying to control the narrative. George was planting false information, misinformation. That's what you call misinformation, what George Stephanopoulos was doing and saying. And he was attacking a woman. And no one seems to care about it. And they don't care as long as it's a conservative. No, as you said, has Sean Hannity done something like that? Oh, everyone would be, oh, how could he? He's attacking a woman. And you see, this is what Republicans should be running on. I wish the right-wing media would run on that and say, look at how he's attacking a woman who had been brutalized previously, but they don't care. Look at what happened to Lincoln Riley. And the media won't even make note of it. They pretend as if though it never happened. And then you have Joe coming out trying to apologize for calling the guy and illegal. What world are we in, Andrew? And for these so-called soccer moms to say, well, we're not going to vote for Trump because he's so mean and he doesn't like women. And you have the very people who don't care about them standing right in front of them. This is supposed to be National Women's Month. Notice how they're quietly playing down now that men can be women. They're saying very little about it. You don't see what's her name, Rachel Levin, coming out. You don't see what was the other guy's name coming out either, talking about, oh, I'm a woman. They're playing it down because they're hoping that women don't realize that they're the ones who are trying to erase women and replace them with men pretending to be women. You see nothing about that now. Dylan, what is the guy, Dylan Mulvaney? You don't see him out there now. Where is he? Any other time, he would be front and center, Andrew. They would be talking about it. Oh, yeah, look at him. Let's shake our hand. Oh, he's this. But they're not talking about him now because they don't want women to make that connection. This is supposed to be National Women's Month. You would think that they would say, oh, yeah, he's a woman also, but they're not. Rachel Levin is hiding, and rightfully so. But just as soon as this month is over, they will drag this parade of misfits back out again to assume their normal duties of saying, oh, I can be a woman also. I read the other day another woman just won some type of golf tournament. So now they're saying that only biological women can play. But see, it's a double standard. They want to say that Republicans, and the only thing they can attack Republicans on is the abortion issue. And I was thinking about that the other day, Andrew. I was thinking about abortion and how they were saying we should be allowed to abort. I'm like, but if you're saying that this fetus is not a child, then why do you even want to abort it? Why must we take those steps? Let nature take place, and what happens, happens. But see, they have confused people's minds. They have switched their minds to make us thinking, oh, it's this and this. It's just a it. It's just a that. So we can do whatever we want to do. The media is dangerous. They are extremely dangerous. And we have to be aware as to what they're doing. I mean, even on the Oscars, they didn't give a trans an award as they did last year. They changed, Andrew, they have just changed that narrative completely.
Yeah, it's so manipulative too what they do with the abortion thing, trying to tell these young women, oh, it's a woman's body. She can do with it whatever she wants, just putting the entire onus on her, which at the time, a lot of times, these young girls think it's a good idea because that's what they're told, that's what they're taught. If you're young and you get pregnant, you get an abortion. But then what I've noticed is 10 years later, when they get their mid-20s or into their 30s, that they just have a lifetime full of regret that they aborted their baby, that they murdered their baby. I mean, that is a lot for a young woman to have to live with. And Democrats just act like it's no big deal and that these aren't consequences that these young women have to go through.
Well, the Democrats, they celebrate it. I mean, look at the women on the Hill right now who are saying Jay Paul, a woman from California, Cori Bush. Oh, yeah, I had an abortion. Oh, and I loved it. Remember that one actress at one point who said, I wish of everything, I wish I could have had an abortion. They celebrate this stuff.
Yeah, we've heard women brag about having five or more abortions at some of these women's marches. It's crazy.
It is. They celebrate it. I mean, if anyone who should get an Oscar, I think that we should give it to the Democrats and Joe Biden for worst performance and some in their actions, how they lie and they come out and then they try to flip the script. Just like when we spoke about Joe Biden and this whole thing with him saying illegal and oh, I got it wrong. Then you have his deputy press secretary come out and say, well, no, he didn't say that. What he wasn't apologizing. He meant what he said. And I'm like, lady, you're just stepping in it even more. Stop it. Just stop it. Okay. He came out and he said that he should not have said illegal. Now, just imagine how Lincoln Riley's parents are feeling. Just erase her daughter as though her daughter doesn't exist. But he can always talk about his son and his son's death. But he's yet to call the woman's name out clearly, Lincoln Riley. And the Democrats don't care. The media certainly doesn't care. They're thinking, don't say it. Don't be more defiant. And as we said the other night, Andrew, these are all things that the Republicans can run on. Just imagine if they were to take this arsenal and put it in a basket and just go line by line and attack the Democrats with it nonstop, constantly running ads about it day in and day out in all of the 50 states, showing Joy Stephanopoulos attack Nancy Mace over an abortion. Because you know that some of these illegals have raped women also. And it's only a matter of time before it comes to the suburbs and it starts impacting these soccer moms, the ones who don't want to talk to don't want to vote for Trump, but think that Joe is a savior. Joe is far from being a savior. But you have all of this compiled together, all of this. And they're saying, oh no, we don't want to hear it. Oh no, we can't. It's amazing. It amazes me how we have a treasure trove of stuff that we can run on, and we should be running on it. And we could be hitting them left and right. And something else I want to say about George Stephanopoulos, Andrew. People have got to remember how he defended Bill Clinton against the women, Juanita Broderick, that came up. I mean, they ripped her and they tore her to pieces, George Stephanopoulos and Hillary, saying that she was a liar. And Bill Clinton is yet to be held accountable for his actions. Yet to be held accountable. When she wanted to file a lawsuit, they said, you can't do it. But then they're going to change the laws to go after Trump. Look at the injustices here. What judge is going to stand up and call them out and say, you can't do that? You can't just go back and change the law just to go after one person. George Stephanopoulos, Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, they ripped these women to pieces. I remember seeing little George walking around like a little bitty munchkin. And everyone was saying, oh, he's so cute and he's this and he's that and la 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 la. I'm thinking, he looks like a munchkin. But he was able to push the Democrat apparatus. Now, fast forward, he's still doing it, attacking Nancy Mace. I want to say Nancy Grace so bad because the names are so similar, but it's Nancy Mace. That's the reason why I paused when I said it. But I mean, Andrew, can you? These guys are so unreal, and a lot of people have forgotten about Bill Clinton. They don't know the story behind Bill Clinton. They don't know what he did. He and Hillary Clinton with all these women. They're completely oblivious, and the media isn't going to bring it up. And you know what else? And I hate doing this. Seriously, I do. Fox News will not bring it up either. They will sit there and they will talk about the woman from Alabama, Britt, and her rebuttal speech, as opposed to bringing up what Bill Clinton did years ago when he attacked these women. They won't bring that up. Why? They have the reach to dig and to put this information out there. They won't. But here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, and we will bring it up and we will inform the listeners about what happened. Because it's a double standard right now. And for that, you got to give the Democrats and Biden an Oscar because they're able to deflect, they're able to hide, but the truth is out there and we are going to present it, Andrew.
Indeed, we are. You guys are tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which is available Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, or 6 p.m. if you're on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew after this short message.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
We're back here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, and we're going to have a lot more discussion on the Free Palestine and what's going on in the Middle East tomorrow with our guest Heather Robinson. But something else that was prevalent at the Oscars is everyone was wearing these pins for the Free Palestine. Like I said, there was so much pandering going on at the show. It's amazing that they had time to even introduce the awards. Every time you turned around, they're just giving a Free Palestine speech or a Ukraine speech or talking about how evil the Republicans are for not funding endless Ukraine money, things like that. And it's just gotten so over the top. Even in my hometown, we don't have a big Muslim community, but I saw in the news this past weekend there's a big protest with Free Palestine people. It was mostly white liberals. There were a few Muslims there protesting, but for the most part, it was white liberals. They've really jumped on this Free Palestine bandwagon. And as I've mentioned before, it's the rise of anti-Semitism as well that we've seen on the liberal side of things, really hammering in to Israel and its leaders currently. Rob, what are your thoughts on all this pandering that we see going on in Hollywood, the streets? I know in New York City, they've had a lot of these Free Palestine protests. It's very nauseating that they just continue down this route like October 7th never happened.
Well, as I said, I didn't watch the Oscars, but I read about it. I watched the previews after the show, and the Oscars was almost interrupted by individuals supporting Hamas. And I say Hamas, they claim to be supporting the Palestinians, but they're supporting Hamas. Let's just be honest. And as you said, we're going to have Heather come on tomorrow night, and she's going to continue the discussion. But definitely this whole movement with Hollywood, and Hollywood is always at the forefront. Like I said, these guys deserve an Oscar for some of the things that they're doing, just like the Pulitzer Prizes that they won over Russia collusion. And there was no Russia collusion, but yet and still they got all of these awards. And see, they make these awards, they cheapen the value, just like the Pulitzer Prize. They got all these awards, and it's like, but you lied. Your stories were lies. Were they giving you an award for the best lie? You wrote a story, a narrative that was a complete lie? Because you wouldn't have gotten it any otherwise. But now, going to what you were saying about the buttons, if they were in Free Palestine and Stop the Bombing, I think, and I'm like, why hasn't anyone told Hamas to release the hostages? Why isn't anyone wearing a button in Hollywood to release the hostages? These people do just the opposite of what they're supposed to do. And they think they're at the forefront. I remember clearly back in the day, Andrew, with this whole AIDS crisis. And they had people wearing the red ribbon. And you know what? I fell for it. I put the red ribbon on also. Now, I didn't know what it was for or what good it was doing. I guess we're supposed to show a sign of solidarity. I'm like, okay, let me get mine. And people walking around smiling with the red ribbon on. And now we're going to have the button saying to free Palestine, to stop the firing, stop the bombing. And it's always these fringe groups that they run and they jump at these little silly things, just like BLM, Black Lives Matter. Oh, let's jump on that. That sounds cool. Let's do it. Not understanding what it's about. And as you said, it's always these white liberals that are at the forefront.
Yes.
Because they've been told that they're bad. So now they've got to, this is your repentance to try to help someone else out.
Yeah, and they're silent about how Palestine or terrorists still have so many, Hamas still have so many hostages that they will not release. You never hear that coming from the left side of the aisle, saying release the hostages. All it's all about is free Palestine, stop the bombings, send humanitarian aid. It's just like they're only seeing what's happening on one side of this conflict, not who started the conflict and who, in my eyes, is keeping the conflict going, because they're not even willing to release their hostages that they took on October 7th.
No, and they won't know, Andrew, because the media will not tell them. The media is not going to educate them the same way we said the media is not educating people of Bill Clinton and his dirt and what he did to Juanita Broderick and to Paula Jones and so many other women. Now, I don't care what he did to what's her name? What was the girl's name? The young girl in the blue dress.
Monica Lewinsky.
Two consenting adults. I don't care. No, people will try to make it seem as if they'll, oh, well, she was young. She was an adult. Okay, we need to get over this. Yes, he was a man of power, but she was an adult. She wasn't a girl, a little girl. She wasn't a teenager. She was an adult. So I don't count her. But all the other women that he brutalized, yeah, he was wrong for it. And George Stephanopoulos, along with the media, beat up all these women and said that it didn't happen. The same way, Andrew. Remember Tara Reid. Joe Biden is yet to be held accountable. And remember, during the election, they asked, during the 2020 election, they said, shouldn't she be heard? Because, of course, the media was trying to make it seem as though, you see, we're cool, we're on top of this. And he goes, well, yeah, she has a right. It's more than should she be heard. But remember, Maisie Rono said that all women should be believed. What happened to that? Why isn't George Stephanopoulos believing Nancy Mace? Rules for thee, not for me. They should all be believed according to the Democrats, but they don't want to believe them. So this is a quandary that we're in. And this is the reason why the media should be calling these people out, but they won't. And they won't because they're part of the problem. They don't want to call it out. The same way they don't want to educate these young kids about this whole conflict in Israel, in the Middle East. Hamas started this. And Israel is going to finish it. And not only that, you had, they caught, what's his name, on mic again, Biden, talking about a come to Jesus moment. I'm going to talk about this with Heather tomorrow. She's happens to be a Jewish, to get her thoughts on it. But again, the media won't call it out, won't call Biden out for some of the things that he's saying. They'll make it seem as though, oh, he's tough. Look at what he's saying. Now, had Trump said that? Oh, how could Trump? He's a Zionist. Look at what he's saying. A man whose daughter is Jewish now, whose grandchildren are Jewish. He's a Zionist, a man who moved the capital of Israel back to Jerusalem. Many other presidents talked about it, but he did it. Oh, but he's a Zionist. They won't tell the truth. So all of you who are going to pick up that button and put it on thinking that, oh, this just shows that I'm down with the cause. Down with what cause? You're on the wrong side of history. You're supporting a group that views you as being an infidel. You're supporting a group that would just as soon as chop your head off. And I find it really interesting, Andrew, when we find people of the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG community rallying behind supporting Hamas. I'm like, are you serious? Now, you know Hamas is winning now. because they've indoctrinated you to think that they're down with your cause, and they completely detest your cause. Look at what they're doing to what gays they do have in their country. They're throwing them in jail or they're killing them. China's doing the same thing. But yet and still, they want to put on their little button. Hollywood wants to make it seem as if, oh, we're down. And you saw very little was said about the protesters disrupting or the folks as they walk the red carpet. Very little was said about that. Delaying the start of the Oscars. Very little was said. I had hoped that someone would just storming through the auditorium and start saying, oh, free Palestine. I'm like, that would have been great. I wonder what Jimmy Kimmel would have done there. Well, they probably would have found a way, Andrew, to blame it on Trump and said that Trump was responsible for it, because they like to blame Trump for everything. But it's interesting how people are so completely not aware as to what's actually happening here. And they're thinking, well, this makes us look cool by wearing a button. And I think there might have been one person I read who got an award who had mentioned something about Israel and how they're oppressing the Palestinians. And along with this same narrative, they want to try to get blacks to think that the same thing, that remember how the white men oppress you? Well, look at how they're oppressing the Palestinians. No, no, we don't want that. Don't jump on that ridiculous bandwagon. Do not do it. It's ridiculous. But they're doing their best to try to push it. Because the more people that we think feel that they're oppressed, oh, we would have met our goals. Because we want them all to think that. And then there's this one knucklehead whom I really don't like, Mark Rafael Ruffalo. I mean, he's like one of the head ringleaders of a bunch of this craziness. He loves bringing it out. He loves whenever there's something to jump on, he's the first one to jump. Oh, yeah, let's start marching. Let's start doing it. And I'm like, these people are filthy rich. They talk about climate change, yet still they drive up in their limos and take their private jets. And then once it's all said and done, they go to these hoity-toity parties, get drunk, do drugs, and I guess they sit around thinking, now, what is our next plan going to be? Who else are we going to try and attack? And what else are we going to try to march about? They don't believe it. It's just a cause to make them feel good. Because if they really believed what they're saying, they would be out there and they would be at the front lines trying to fight. But God forbid, they would want to send your sons and daughters, not theirs, because they don't want any scan. They just want you to think that they're there. They want you to think, oh my God, they're so, we love them because look at what they're doing. I mean, and that's one of the reasons, Andrew, I just stopped watching it. I got tired of seeing the sea of people, a bunch of fake people who they're for show. Now, I will say this, Andrew. I did see the one black actress. I didn't see it on TV, but I went back and I saw the clip who won an award. And she thanked God. She said, hey, these are the blessings that I've gotten. And I thought it was rather powerful because you don't see that much on these award shows. And remember the guy, was it Chris Pine? I never liked him, didn't know much about him. But once he started getting awards, he would come out. I just remembered. I just thought of something. I've been saying reward, and I meant awards. You see that slip of the tongue? Because we're nonstop talking. But the left would look at it and say, oh, my God, one of the hosts of After Dark, he's losing his mind. He kept saying rewards as opposed to awards. They would just, like, flip the script to make everyone think that we're going crazy. So I wanted to point that out. But going back to Chris Pine, he married into the Kennedy clan. I think he married Maria Shriver's daughter and Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter. Maria Shriver, who was at the State of the Union sitting beside Jill Biden. Don't ask me why she was there. Who knows? But anyway, Chris Pine, this is the story I want to tell, started to win all of these awards. And he would always come out and thank God. And I remember he gave this powerful speech once. And he was saying that, you know, you exist, and I'm paraphrasing, you exist because of God. There is a God, and we should be thankful. It was so powerful. And I thought, oh my gosh. And he has stood by that ever since. A lot of people said that he was going to get banned from Hollywood for talking about his belief. But it was so powerful. And I guess he wasn't one of those, like, I'm saying this now, but I'm going to do something else behind the closed doors, that they're like, no, this guy believes in this. This is who he is. And it hasn't stopped his career. You look at Mark Wahlberg, the same thing. He talks about his faith. He even did an ad during the Super Bowl. And of course, the liberals wanted to make fun of it. Now, had it been a Muslim talking about Muhammad, they would have just like, oh my God, this is so powerful. We love this. But it was just the opposite. And a person talking about their faith. So I saw this Black actress. She was talking about her faith. I think her name was Joy Divine, and how she started acting. And she was giving thanks to God. And in the sea of heathens, because many of them are heathens, and they were just looking. And I'm sure some of them probably said, oh my God, here's a Jesus freak. But had they talked about the devil, they would have loved it. Had they talked about, oh, Hamas, and oh, look at what they're doing. Yeah, these folks are terrorists. But she talked about her faith. And I take my hat off to her for that, for being the person who she is. And I hope she doesn't change. Because we need more people like that out there who are going to put their faith out there and show people, don't be afraid, don't be ashamed. Talk about it. Because they talk about everything else. Like you mentioned, you know, the Rock coming out pretending to be naked. Now, I don't know what that had to do with the show, but I guess you're trying to get ratings. And what is Andrew, what is going on with his hair now that I think about it? I saw the clip, because at one point it seems as though he was going bald, then his hair was growing back, and it's cut in something like a block type shape. I don't know if he's dying it. He's getting a very bad dye job, I'll say that. And I didn't know he had retired from acting. I mean, not from acting, but from wrestling. Did you know that? He's just retired. I guess he wants to be another Rock. I don't think he's gonna. I don't think that's gonna work though.
Yeah, it seems like he's more of like a sideshow joke. That's where his acting career is headed.
I questioned The Rock when he got ready to go, but he seemed to be getting a lot of miles out of it. Go ahead, Andrew.
Even that Batista seems like he's having more success than John Cena with that Guardians of the Galaxy movie and stuff. He seems to be a pretty decent actor converting. But yeah, this John Cena, he's just an absolute disgrace. We all remember when he mentioned Taiwan, and then he came out and apologized to China, and a total embarrassment for himself, just made himself China's you know what. And that's because he wants to have a future in Hollywood, and you know, to have a future in Hollywood, you have to kiss China's ring.
He completely, I mean, just like bent over and took it up the Rudy Tootie without any lubricant with this whole thing with China. And I thought, man. And ever since then, I viewed him differently. I'm like, are you serious? Say what you mean and mean what you say, plain and simple. But like you said, that's what happens in Hollywood. You say the wrong thing, they want you to bend over and apologize the same way Joe Biden apologized for saying illegal and not undocumented, Andrew.
Yeah, John Cena is a beta male apologizing to China like that. That was just pathetic. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Rob and I have tried out Healthy Cell, and we are so happy that we did. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. You can absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. Go to healthycell.com or americaoutloud.shop where you can find the link. Check out the great products and save with the promo code OUTLOUD on all Healthy Cell products. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
So, Andrew, I guess we can wrap the show up talking about other little news items that have taken place. And one of the things I want to throw out there, I'm going to name them so that I don't forget, I want to talk about Tucker Carlson appearing on Chris Cuomo's show. I also want to mention Liz Cheney and Jan 6 committee. Since Jimmy Kimmel said that Trump should be in jail, don't you pass your jail time, bedtime? I want to talk about Liz Cheney because, remember, during the State of the Union address, Biden chose to bring up Jan 6 and say that it was an insurrection. We're now finding out, well, we already knew this, but now the evidence is coming out that Liz Cheney withheld exculpatory information from this committee. She hid it. She deliberately said, we're not going to put this out there. And what does she hide? That whole thing about the witness who said that Trump tried to reach across when he was in the limo and told the driver, you're going to take me back to the Capitol, which is next to impossible because you're in a limo and there's this huge space between you and the driver. But this girl claimed, well, not a girl, she's a woman, whom they dolled up to make to seem as though she's a credible witness, that Trump tried to attack the driver when he was in the limo and demand that the driver take him back to the White House so that he could see, as they say, the insurrection that was taking place. It was a big lie. The driver said that never happened. We're also finding out that Trump had also reached out to Nancy Pelosi and had instructed her to have Muriel Bowser to bring in more people, more policemen, to protect his supporters because he was fearful that the fringe left might attack his supporters. We're told that Trump didn't do it. Mark Milley even said, oh, no, he didn't do that. He didn't ask for more police, a more stronger police force. That didn't happen. And then they ran this production, nightly production, with none of that information being put out there. I wonder why was that? Again, them trying to control the narrative, give them an Oscar, trying to control the narrative. And this is just now coming out, Andrew. We're just learning about this from the papers, the Federalists, who did an in-depth investigation, and now all this is coming out. Now, of course, the media isn't going to cover it. The media on the left, they're not going to talk about it. They're going to pretend as if all this information was already out there in the public square. But it wasn't out there because Liz Cheney claimed that, oh, no, Trump, he was an insurrectionist. And we want the truth out there because we need to protect democracy. She and Adam Kinzinger, the only two rhinos on this Jan 6 commission who are trying to get to the bottom of everything. What I would say to Republicans, you should have another hearing during primetime. And you should put all of this information out there. They need to know about it. All of this information, the American people, so that they can make an informed decision. All of it. We want it all out there. And not only that, Andrew, this just goes back to proving how the left only wants certain pieces of information out there to control the narrative. They don't want the truth out there because they can't handle the truth. Because if the truth is out there, people will see that, wait a minute, they've been lying to us. The same way they lied and said that Joe was on all cylinders during the State of the Union. And maybe he was, but as we said last night, he was on drugs. They doped him up. Doped him up and rolled him out there, gave him Adderall, which now you don't need a doctor's prescription to get. You can just get it. So they doped him up and rolled him out there. And of course, he was right on target. But then the next day, as we said last night, he was that old Sleepy Joe again. He went from old Yeller to back to Sleepy Joe, confused, dazed, not knowing where he was. So the information about Jan 6, that he was talking about the insurrection, yelling about it as he opened up to save the Union, we now see it was just, again, talking points that they gave him, knowing that if he talks about Jan 6, oh, he can go on and on and on. He can stay on script. Yeah, right. Now the truth is coming out. And where's Liz Cheney now? Hiding. Hoping that it's not that the public doesn't start to question her. And I heard that she was on a Twitter fight with Mark Levin because he called her out about it. And then she said, oh no, even a judge said that Kash Patel wasn't a credible witness. Now she brought up Kash Patel, who was in the Trump's White House, who also said the same thing about this information that was there that Liz Cheney tried to hide. Then Mark Levin came back and said, I didn't mention Kash Patel. I mentioned Antonio Ornata, who gave this information to Congress. She wouldn't come back and mention Antonio Ornata. You know why? Because she knew that had she done it, she would have been lying. So she wanted to mention another player whose name she had already put it in the public sphere. These guys are corrupt. They are no good, but they can act their butts off. And the public will buy it if we don't call them out every chance we get. Along those same lines, let's talk about Tucker Carlson, who appeared on Chris Cuomo's News Nation. And remember, those two, they were always at it because they were on at the same time when they were both on air. Chris Cuomo got let loose by fake news CNN, and the scaredy cat Fox News let go of Tucker Carlson because Tucker Carlson wouldn't bow down to them. And they felt that he was probably getting too big for their britches. So they had to get rid of him the same way they got rid of Bill O'Reilly. But going back to Tucker Carlson, Chris Cuomo has been pining and wishing that he would come on his show. So I guess Tucker said, okay, I'll do it. Just give me a break. So he appeared on the show. And of course, Chris, true to fashion, wanted to attack Tucker over Jan 6. And said that he only released selected information, selective videos, so that people could look at it. And I'm thinking, but Chris, that's what Liz Cheney and company did. They released only certain videos, made certain statements, and then they went out and created statements. So why aren't you mad at them? Of course, he couldn't answer when Tucker said, yeah, but I only released what they gave me. It was the other videos that the Jan 6 committee would not release. He didn't have an answer. And I doubt he was going to have an answer. And you know what? He didn't even have to have an answer. You know why? Because he just wanted the relevance. He wanted people to know that Tucker Carlson was on his show so that he could get the ratings on News Nation. That's all. That's all he wanted. I got Tucker. You guys got to tune in because I'm going to sock it to him. Never mind the fact that what I say that he can dispute it. He can knock it down. I don't care. I just want the attention. I want you guys to see me. I want you guys to watch my show. The same thing with the Oscars and Jimmy Kimmel. He knew darn well no one was going to watch that show. But guys, let's just watch to see if Trump is going to truth something. And then I can read it live. And then it'll bring people in. People will say, what did he say? What did he say? What happened? Which is exactly what he did. So he achieved what he wanted to achieve. Because as we said during the first block, you mentioned Trump's name and people are going to stop and listen. You look at, I don't know if you guys saw this over the weekend when Trump appeared at the, I think it was the UFC fight. And all of the folks that were there that was just swooning all over him. But then the media tells us that no one listens to Trump. No one cares about Trump. So that begs the question also, and I've always said this, Andrew, you think back to when Trump was sworn in and the media said that no one attended the ceremony, the swearing in, the inauguration, no one attended. And then they have pictures and they said, oh, look, there's no one there. And a lot of people fell for it. But it's like, but that's just not true, because when Trump gave these rallies, look at the people that came out during the rallies. What they did is that they took a picture of the before the inauguration, and they presented that to make it seem as if though there was no one there. But we see that since then, wherever Trump goes, he has these huge rallies. And we oftentimes will hear that when Trump has a huge rally, they'll say, oh, no one was there. There were empty seats. But they never say anything about Joe. You know why? Because Joe doesn't have rallies. And when Joe does go out, it's at a set group. He's either showing up at a manufacturing center, where you won't have a large crowd, you won't have people. You would even think, Andrew, that they would show Joe going up to the area so that you can see people lining the streets talking, saying, oh, we weren't waving at Joe, wanting to wave at him. But you don't even see that. You know why? Because there's no one on the streets waving at him. There's no one anywhere for Joe because no one cares about him. And the media wants to make you think that people care about him, but they don't. Smoke screens and mirrors. But whenever there's a crowd around Trump, they turn it into something that's bad. Oh, look at the people. Look what they were doing. Just like Jan 6. Trump said peacefully, you're going to walk to the White House or to the Capitol to have your voices heard. Oh, no, he said an insurrection. And from that moment on, that's all they talk about, an insurrection. And then you have people who aren't informed who will say the same thing. But if there was an insurrection, why wasn't he ever charged with an insurrection? And no one on Jan 6 was charged with an insurrection because the FBI clearly came out and said that Trump had nothing to do with this. So if they were to try to throw an insurrection out there, we can very easily pull that tape with Christopher Wray saying that Trump had nothing to do with it. But of course, that tape would disappear the same way Liz Cheney made her information disappear, and the media wouldn't show it so that you can connect the dots and say, but wait a minute. How are you guys now finding an insurrection when the FBI said there wasn't one? Just like with Jack Smith. I mean, I'm watching him with the hawk's eye because he sees that his case is falling apart little by little. And all the charges that he's brought forth on Trump, very thin. But they're still saying that he can come back and add to the charges. And Andrew, I wouldn't at all be surprised that if he eventually comes back and tries to tie in an insurrection charge, just to solidify it. And if he were to do it, people would forget that he didn't start out with that. He just made it up, as he's done with so many other cases. He made it up just to see if the case would stick. I mean, these guys are brilliant in their deception. Brilliant in some of the things that they do. And you'll have no one to call them out. And they'll continue doing it. They're doing it for attention. They're doing it because they think that what we're doing is that we're saving democracy. They can break all the rules that they create, saying that you can't do this, you can't do that. Oh, they break the rules because they don't care. And then there's no one to call them out. So they continue to break the rules. They continue doing what they're doing. Because who do they have to answer to? Well, they have to answer to the American voter. But they've already deceived the voter in making the voter think that what they're doing is right. And we know that it isn't. It's a big lie. It's all lies. But as I said, give them their own little Oscar. Give them their own award, because what they're doing, they are good at it. And then you have the people on the right afraid to call them out. As I said in the opening, we have so much information that we could come back with them on. I mean, and just really sock it to them if we chose to. We have the truth on our side. They have lies on their side. But they're so clever with their lies. They're so good with their lies that we have to be forceful with our truth to call them out. So when you see like the likes of Tucker Carlson appearing on Chris Cuomo, like I said, it's a benefit for Chris, not for Tucker, because he knows that, hey, I'm going to get all this attention. It's nothing but an upside for me. I'm going to win regardless because I'll have people watching. Then they'll probably be able to find me on the channel, because right now I'm buried. No one knows what channel News Nation is on. Then they'll find me. Then they'll keep coming back. Then I can get all these viewers. But as far as the truth be damned. I don't care about it. I can make up a lie. No one's going to question me on it. The same way Joe should be questioned on this whole snafu with illegal versus undocumented. And we had called this out, Andrew, earlier on when we first came on the air about illegals and undocumented. They are illegally here. We should not dress it up. People say, well, it makes them look bad. That's the purpose, so that they won't do it. If you try to water it down, you try to dress it up, they'll feel as if, oh, why can't I do it? But if you make it bad, they won't do it. Cause and effect. This guy killed someone. And now Joe is quibbling over, Oh, I should have called him illegal, or should I call him undocumented? Should I call say that he's beautiful? Should I say that he's ugly? Should I say that what he did was, you know, yeah, it wasn't exactly bad. You know, people get killed all the time. I mean, to me, that's what he's saying. Just like change wordsmithing that they've been doing since Joe's been in office to lesser the degree of bad, how bad it is. They want to change the words up. Like they want to change up the idea of grown people liking kids. They're really not pedophiles. They're like, wait, no, we don't want to call them that. It's like, but why not? They're changing the script, constantly rewriting the script. And we have to be able to call them out. We want to call them out for what they're doing. And we want them to feel bad. Like I said in one of our shows, we need to bring back shame. Because if you bring shame back, people won't be so quick to do some of the things that they're doing. They'll say, wait a minute, I'm going to get called out on this and I'm not going to feel good. I'm going to feel icky. The same way you would think that Bill Clinton would feel icky and have sticky fingers for some of the things that he did. But they're not going to talk about it because they've sanitized it. They make it look as if though it's good. Just like George Stephanopoulos trying to attack Nancy Mace as to, well, why are you supporting Trump because he's a rapist? Like, no, he's not. You see, the average person doesn't understand what happened during that trial, the civil trial. So they will just believe that, well, yes, he was, because he's paid $83 million. No, it was civil, not criminal. And he wasn't charged with rape. It was more so an accusation. They said charged him with slander, which is what Stephanopoulos did to Trump. And let's see if he's going to be held accountable. But the media will put it out there in such a way that you won't think as to, wait a minute, let me look at the other side of this. Because they're hoping that you forgot. And if you've forgotten, they're in the clear. They don't care. They have won their agenda. Give them their award. And call it a day. Plain and simple, Andrew.
Plain and simple, and you broke it down masterfully, Rob. We are all out of time tonight. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, wherever you stream your podcast. Just search for America Out Loud. We're also available on AmericaOutLoud.news, where you can pull the drop-down menu, find After Dark with Rob and Andrew, and get our entire archive of shows. Several years of shows from After Dark with Rob and Andrew are now up there. Be sure to check those out. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.